Well, a couple years ago, my cell phone rang. The voice on the other end of the line was a woman in our congregation who had recently lost her sister to a sudden illness. David, she said, I'm so sorry to be calling you on a weeknight, but the strangest thing just happened to me, and I felt like I needed to tell someone. She said, we just got back from my sister's funeral. And as soon as I got home, I decided to check the messages I had on my landline. Now, I rarely use our home phone anymore. I only always use our cell phone. But for some reason, I decided to check my messages tonight. And I saw I had a missed call. The call was from my sister. Evidently, she had tried to reach out sometime last week, and I just missed it. It was the strangest thing, she said. My heart is still racing from the experience after my sister's funeral. And I got to hear her voice again. She had a message for me. Now, isn't that an amazing story? To hear a voice like that from beyond the grave? Believe it or not, it's not the first time I've heard of that kind of thing happening. I've known other people who have received letters or emails from people they thought they had lost. They overlooked them somehow. They got lost in an attic or in the inbox. You think a person's gone. You think you'll no longer hear from them, and then one day, they speak to you. I'm sure it is an overwhelming experience. So once upon a time, a strange woman said to King Saul, who do you want me to bring up for you? Whose voice do you want to hear from beyond the grave? Scripture says it had been a difficult season for Saul. Things were not going well for him. His power was beginning to crumble. His empire was beginning to fall. Saul's family had turned against him, and the Philistines were attacking him on every side. Saul needed help, he needed advice, and the one person he wanted to speak to was the one person who was no longer around. Samuel had died years earlier. He was buried just north of Jerusalem. Saul needed help from Samuel. He had questions for Samuel. He needed answers from Samuel. Saul was so desperate, in fact, he decided to consult a medium, an ancient witch, to summon the prophet back from the dead. Bring up Samuel for me, Saul said. And the woman did. For the first time in years, he got to hear Samuel's voice. Yes, I'm sure it had to be an overwhelming experience. I remember a man saying to me once, David, you know, Mom's been gone for 20 years now, and yet she speaks to me every day. Every day I hear her voice. You see, when I was young, she used to say the same thing to me every morning when we left the house. Every time my hand touched that doorknob, she would say, now remember, be kind. Those were always her last words to us right before we left the house. Remember, she would say, be kind. She said it to us 1,000 times. And now? Well, now whenever I get ready to go to work, I reach out and I touch the doorknob and I hear her voice echoing in my head. Remember, she says to me, be kind. It's just because a person is gone doesn't mean they don't have anything to say to us. Just because a person has moved from this life to the next doesn't mean they stop speaking. Yes, Samuel continued to talk to King Saul even in death. And what message did Samuel have for Saul? Well, Samuel's message for Saul in death was the same that it had been in life. He told Saul to beware of the danger he was facing. He told Saul of the mistakes he was making. He warned Saul that things were about to change. There was a consistency to Samuel's message, because here's the thing. It's only the things we say in life, it's only how we use our voice in life, that people will hear when we are gone. Those words we say today, they will outlive us. You know, after the woman told me about her sister's phone call, my curiosity got the best of me, and I said to her, you know, if it's not too personal, I'm just wondering, what did your sister say to you in that message? Why was she calling last week? The woman said, my sister? Well, my sister was calling just to let me know that that she missed me. She said she was just calling to check in. She wanted to say that she loved me. Those were her last words to me. It's just because a person is gone doesn't mean they don't have anything to say. The words we speak today, they will outlive us. So what message do you want to speak from beyond the grave? What words do you have for those people you care about the most? Do you want to tell them that you love them? That you care about them? Do you want to tell them that you forgive them? Do you need to tell someone that they're beautiful, or that you're proud of them, or that God will always be with them? What words has God given to you that you need to give to someone else? Whatever they are, I hope that you don't wait. I hope that you take time to share them today, because it's only the words we speak today that will continue to outlive us. Don't put off until tomorrow what should be said today. Because those words you have to offer, they have the power to build up and to heal and to transform. Those words are God's gift to you and your gift to someone else. So don't wait to speak them. I'll close with a story. A couple years ago, the great biblical scholar and theologian Eugene Peterson died at the age of 85. And at his funeral, Eugene's son Leif spoke. And he said even though his father had been a pastor and professor for over 50 years, his father only had one message he ever wanted to communicate. Leif said his father would used to sneak into his room at night and would whisper to him, saying, "Leif, remember God loves you. God is for you. God is coming for you. God is relentless." Even when he got older, Leif said, those words echoed in his head. God loves you. God is for you. God is coming for you. God is relentless. You know, my father wrote over 30 books and preached over 1,000 sermons, Leif said. He translated the Bible from Greek to English, from Hebrew to English. But those 16 words, those are the most important words he ever said to me. Those are the words that I will remember. Yes, the words we speak, they will outlive us. So may you have the courage to speak today the words God has put upon your heart. May you not put off until tomorrow what needs to be said today. May you speak those beautiful words, those wonderful words of life. Knowing that when you do, your voice, it will speak for years to come. Pioneer Shenandoah Methodist Church, in case I don't say it enough, I want you to know that I love you. I want you to know that I'm thankful to have you in my life. I want you to know how proud I am to be your pastor. May God bless you and protect you this day and always. Amen.